3.16.
Hello and welcome. On today's show, we're talking about how to drive safely. A new book called Survive the Drive has just been published, and we asked Tom, our transportation and travel correspondent, to take a look. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you.
So tell us, what's the most dangerous thing you can do while you're driving? Obviously, we're not talking about drinking alcohol, taking drugs, or using a handheld phone to make calls or text, which everyone knows you must never do.
Well, this is really surprising. At the top of the list is driving when you're feeling emotional. The researchers found that you're nearly 10 times more likely to have an accident if you're feeling very sad or angry or stressed. If you're emotional, then you can't concentrate on the road, and you'll probably make bad decisions if you find yourself in a dangerous situation. In fact, if you're feeling very emotional, it'd be better not to drive at all.
Wow. Okay, I'll try to remember that next time I have a bad day at work. What's the second most dangerous thing?
This one's less surprising. It's reaching for something in your car. It might be your phone or a map or some candy. If you're reaching down or trying to get something from the back seat, then you aren't looking at the road, and you're 9 times more likely to have an accident.
And number 3?
Number 3 is looking at something interesting or something that's happening by the road. A really common example of this is when people slow down to look at an accident. They don't realize that by looking at the accident and not at the road, the chance of having an accident themselves goes up over 7 times. In fact, this is a really common cause of accidents on freeways.
So the message is, don't be distracted.
Yes, exactly. If you're driving fast, you can travel over 300 feet in less than 3 seconds. And a lot can happen in 3 seconds.
So that's the top 3. What about other things to avoid?
Well, at number 4 is adjusting your GPS, which can be very distracting and makes you nearly 5 times more likely to have an accident. At number 5 is driving when you're tired. 60% of drivers say they've driven when tired in the last year, so it's a big problem. And you can lose control of your car completely. At number 6 is adjusting your radio or music system. This makes you twice as likely to have an accident. Again, it's the distraction from the road that's the problem, and only having one hand on the wheel.
And the last 2?
The 7th is eating or drinking, because again, you usually take one hand off the wheel. And the 8th is talking to a passenger, which can be distracting because the driver often turns to look at the passenger.
So how would you summarize the research? What did you find most interesting?
I think for me, the most interesting thing is that some of these things don't seem very dangerous, and good drivers often do them, but the research shows that they are. So next time you get in your car to drive somewhere, think about what you're doing, and always, always keep your eyes on the road.